You're listening to SBS News.
Representing their constituents on the national stage, these four women from across the political divide.
I'm Jane Hume. I'm a Liberal Senator for Victoria, and I'm also the Minister for Superannuation, Financial Services and the Digital Economy.
I'm Tanya Plibersek, the Member for Sydney, and I'm the Shadow Minister for Education and the Shadow Minister for Women.
My name is Lydia Thorpe. I'm a Gunai Gunditjmara Djapirang woman, and I am the Black Senator from Victoria.
My name is Helen Haynes. I'm the Independent Federal Member for the seat of Indi.
Speaking of the most influential woman in her life, Ms. Haynes says it's her mother.
I think about her every day. I grew up on a small farm with four brothers, and it was a long way from town, and I spent a lot of time with my mum, and she taught me lots of really useful and practical things.
Ms. Plibersek shares the sentiment.
Like most people, I would always have said my mum was the most influential woman in my life, but now that I've got a daughter of my own, I have to say she is the person who guides me and inspires me every day.
Ms. Thorpe draws on inspiration from her ancestors.
The most influential women in my life have been the matriarchs of my family who've maintained the resistance and the survival of who we are as a people in this country.
Reflecting on the advice she'd tell her younger self, Ms. Plibersek says it's simple but underrated.
The thing I would tell my 12-year-old self is be kind. It's probably the most important advice that I give my own children as well. I think kindness is really underrated and undervalued.
Ms. Hume says integrity would be her message.
I would tell my 12-year-old self to be true to myself at every point of the journey. You know, there's no point doing anything unless you do it with authenticity.
Ms. Thorpe's advice would be about maintaining strength in the face of adversity.
Stand proud and stand tall and not let racism beat you down, and use that as strength to continue the struggle.
No doubt these lessons learnt over time have prepared these women for the many challenges they've faced in their professional lives. Conversations around the culture towards women on Capitol Hill have shot to prominence following the rape allegation by former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins. Ms. Hume says, like most women, of course she's experienced sexism in her workplace.
I think that you would be hard-pressed to find a woman that hasn't experienced sexism in the Canberra bubble.
Ms. Haynes says Parliament is a strongly patriarchal workplace.
In terms of sexism in the Parliament, in my experience, this is a very blokey place. It's a very patriarchal place. I've experienced sexism here, usually in the guise of men not necessarily speaking directly to me, speaking to other men around me. I guess the way that I handle that is to step forward and to make my voice heard and to call them out.
Ms. Plibersek and Ms. Thorpe say the more women who band together, the better.
I've seen plenty of sexism in Canberra. I think there's still plenty of sexism in most workplaces, and I try and call it out whenever I see it. There's a bunch of us who can look out for each other and create a different environment for new people as they come into our workplace. There is absolutely a difference when you get a critical mass of women in a workplace. It changes everything.
It's about standing together in solidarity and continuing to fight against that and call it out. Because if we stand silent, it will continue.
Despite these challenges, each woman says she would still encourage women to get into politics.
I would say go for it. Because despite the terrible stories that have been in the media lately about sexual assault and sexual harassment in Canberra, it is such an incredibly rewarding job. You get to help people every day in our line of work. And it's just such a privilege to have that ability to use your influence for good.
If I was speaking to a young woman that wanted to enter politics, I'd say, go at it with your ears back. It's a really tough job and you'll have to work really hard. No one's going to give it to you on a platter. But the ability to make genuine change in people's lives, to make people's lives better, is an extraordinary privilege and one you shouldn't shy away from.
Young women should not be put off entering politics. We need more young women. We need to be seen in places of power.
For those women who are aspiring to be in these leadership positions. It's about ensuring that you've got good supports around you. In our communities, it's our aunties and it's our sisters and it's our old people who give you that strength, you know, that resilience to continue. So don't let that put you off. We will fight it till the end, and we will pave the way for you.
Blazing a trail for the next female leaders in Australia. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.